What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Red. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready.
I feel like the end is staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, they ain't ready.
What it is.
How many times must I tell you? You can't sing.
I can sing.
No.
I don't care. Somebody told you wrong.
No, I can listen.
Anyways, it's another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. This is going to be Hamps and I, but...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not calling this the evening with Flans. This is going to be a episode of the What Is TWS podcast. You're just feeling that for Rich.
I'm feeling that for Rich. Rich is on vacation.
Yeah, Rich is out of town right now. All right, got to get the music going. Got to get some Deuce Man Productions going. Stop. All right. So welcome back, people. it's J-Dot Flan and Hamps. And we are the White Pants Society today.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the What Is TWS podcast. Man. All right. Get the bills paid first.
Let's do it. Let's
get the bills paid. As usual, people, ttcharities.org, please check out their website. See what programs they have going on. Donate time, money, clothes, books, toys, whatever it is they need at the moment. Let's be our brother's keeper and let's try to take care of one another. TTCharities.org, please check them out. If all you can do is repost or retweet, every little bit helps. Also, Rena's Cakeys. And then last episode, we finally did get some cakeys.
We did. They were delicious.
And they lasted like less than 24 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe 24 hours.
Less than 24 hours. I had, what, 2 dozen? It was, but I'm not going to tell the real number that I had.
But
I ordered 2 dozen.
We're going to have to get some more.
Get some more cakes. If you don't know what a cakey is, it is the size and shape of a cookie, but the texture of a cake with icing on it. They come in 6 different flavors: lemon, lime, strawberry,
almond,
coffee,
and orange.
And orange. Hamps knows them all.
I do. She also has macaroons for sale.
Macaroons does
she makes
awesome cakes.
Cakes.
Check out the website. It is RenasCakeys.com. That's RINAS Cakeys.
You know, she even makes little mini pies.
Little mini pies. All right, give me a mini pie.
She is amazing.
Right, and then after you got your cakeys, ladies, get your hair straight. check out Celebrity. That was horrible. CelebrityHairCorp.com. Get all of your natural hair extensions.
Get your bundles, girl.
It's free shipping, no tax. Get your bundles, natural hair extensions, CelebrityHairCorp.com. Let them make you look like the star that you
are.
All right. Bills paid.
Okay.
Done. We back. House to ourselves. We are we're still recording in the living room, so you might hear a little bit of an echo.
Not in the because you haven't moved back into the office.
I haven't moved back into the office. The office is a spare bedroom, so that was taken for a little bit. Haven't moved back into the office.
It's a lot of equipment.
Hey.
It's a lot.
You know, don't take inventory. Don't worry about it.
I ain't helping you move it back into the office.
Yeah, that sounds like a supportive wife.
You had an opportunity. You had a 9-year-old girl here that was willing to help you move.
You're looking
into
at this
office.
Equipment. Do I need a 9-year-old girl? I didn't need her to help me put it up here. I was just trying to make her feel like she had a purpose.
She did.
Okay, if you say so. So all right, something I didn't touch on during our evening with the Flans because we was being the Flans,
mm-hmm.
and it was Father's Day,
mm-hmm.
and the Flan women. I think had put some significant effort into
Father's Day,
trying to ensure that I had a good Father's Day.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to rain on the parade and seem
ungrateful
for the effort that was being made.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been asked to kind of express my feelings on the comparison between Father's Day and Mother's Day.
Jesse.
Because I did a lot of shit talking about how, you know, Father's Day is a bullshit holiday.
You did.
And I'm going to say this. Cause I was talking to Tammy in the car. Oh, I'm sorry, Hamps.
Everybody knows my name.
Let me not confuse the people. I was talking to her in the car. And slight change of heart. Slight. Mm-hmm. Very slight. Semantics almost. I still really feel like Father's Day is a bullshit holiday. Like it's not a bullshit holiday, but it is not the equivalent of Mother's Day. It's not. You know it's not. And when we go through the facts and when we run numbers on this, you know, you will have to agree with me. But you can keep saying it, don't change that. Sound effects don't change nothing. But I'll say that the whole sort of stance of I'd rather not have the day, or I don't care about the day, or you know, don't get me anything. I'll back up off of that. I'll say being a father is the greatest title, the biggest accolade you can give me. And so on a day for, you know, for me to have, even if it's just a few people, but my loved ones, the people that mean the most to me, to acknowledge me as a dad, and to, you know, to tell me I'm doing a good job as a dad, or you know, to show appreciation for me as a dad, you know, means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't change anything that I'm going to do as a father. You know, if I don't get appreciation, or if I do get appreciation, but
it's nice to have appreciation.
It's nice to have appreciation, and really, you know, being a father, like it's like the most important job I have right now, and for anybody to say I'm doing it well.
Means something.
Feels good. So yeah, it was a good day, but it's not the equivalent of Mother's Day. It's just not.
I think that my Mother's Day at home and your Father's Day at home was just as chill.
I think
you gave me more gifts than I gave you.
That's coming from you. I didn't even say that. But I say this, right? I was in the car. I'm like, Tammy, she pointed out a card that my aunt sent me. And my aunt sent me some money, and she was like, you got money. And I was like, I only got one car. And she was like, well, yeah, you know, I didn't get you a car because I forgot. And I'm like, so you're making the argument for me, Tim.
I did make a point to send cards to my aunt, your aunt, right. My mother, your mother. I couldn't find the right card for Aaron. Sorry, Aaron. I really did look. I did not forget about you. And there was one other, my grandma.
I mean, but in some of those cases, like in your aunt's case, I mean, there's a father
car.
In the same household.
Oh,
he
yeah.
didn't get a car.
He didn't get a car.
So, you know, like it's not the equivalent. It's
Uncle
not.
Uncle Tim didn't get a car.
Uncle Tim didn't get a car.
My dad didn't get a car.
Yep.
Sorry, Dad.
Like I said, on Father's Day, I think, you know, for me, it was more like fathers recognizing fathers, like dudes talking to other dudes, like, Happy Father's Day, bruh. Same to you, bruh. You know, like. It was almost like a fraternity. Like we can get together and say, hey, we, you know, we dads. And then, you know, in my case, we are black dads.
Right.
And you know, and give each other some acknowledgement. And then I got, you know, like I said, I got love and acknowledgement from my family, which meant a lot to me.
Your mom made you breakfast.
Mom made me breakfast. We had a good dinner, though I had to cook
own
protein.
But I also made sure that
purchased the protein.
Your mama didn't make you eat green vegetables. We were in the store.
Stop telling people I don't eat green vegetables.
You don't eat green vegetables.
I eat green vegetables.
Your mama, we were in the store, me and your mama, trying to figure out what to serve as a vegetable. And she, well, you know, he has to have green vegetables. And I was like, nope, it's his day. He doesn't want green vegetables. He gonna want corn. So starch in the starch. Yep, starch in the starch.
All right, whatever. But that's my comparison.
I stood up for you and got you your starch in a starch with some meat. Steak.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We done? Are we done or are we finished? But yeah, all right. That's my feelings about Father's Day. It is not, and all I really want is for people to admit that. I'm not trying to put the day down or get rid of the day. I enjoyed my day. It was a good day. But it is not the equivalent of Mother's Day, because in most people's eyes, fathers are not the equivalent. We're the lesser parent. I just want people to acknowledge that they look at it that way, and then we can move on.
The daycare didn't do anything.
Daycare did nothing. Nothing.
And they did something last year.
Nothing. And I showed you, like, because they sent out a little newsletter at the beginning of the month. And, like, May was mom month. Mom month. When, you know, when June came around, it was like a little blurb, like, in the second paragraph of the email. Like, yeah, oh, yeah, Father's Day.
I forgot what I was listening to, or I forgot what, you know, I was, no, it was Sesame Street, because Sesame Street had a Father's Day episode.
Yes, they did.
And I don't know if it was during the episode or a promotion for the episode, but they did make mention to, you know, they're talking about fathers, and it doesn't matter if your father lives with you or lives at home. And I was like, what? But they have to say stuff like that because a lot of fathers aren't home. Even though there are, we've discussed this before, there are cases when the moms are deadbeat moms as well.
Right.
But they had to make mention on Sesame Street that it's okay if your father doesn't live with you. He lives somewhere else.
But you're saying that to say what? Like, there's a reason why we don't value fathers?
There's a reason.
A reason for what?
There's a reason why you probably feel that Father's Day isn't as a big of a deal as Mother's Day. Because there are a lot of fathers out there that,
which is all the more reason to appreciate the ones that do. I mean, and it's not like I'm asking for a cookie. Like, you know, I'm like,
why does Sesame Street have to say something like that?
The fact that they didn't, you know, we do all this other equal rights stuff. The fact that they didn't say it on Mother's Day should be the thing people are appalled by, not that they had to say it on Father's Day. Because, like I said, I worked for child support enforcement. You know, there are quite a few deadbeat moms. We have laws that allow, you know, people to abandon their children, you know, legally at a certain age. There are quite a few mothers that who don't take part in their children's lives or make the decision to not be a part of their children's lives for whatever reason. Not down in anybody, but
there are reasons for everything.
There's some double standards. And all I'm saying is, people, if we could just, for whatever your reason is, all right, so let's say that's your reason that there are fathers that aren't involved, and maybe that has, like, sullied the whole Father's Day aura or whatever. Whatever your reason is, I just want people to acknowledge that it is not an equivalent day. They don't look at it as an equivalent day. They don't treat it as an equivalent day.
I guess we can acknowledge that it's not an equivalent day. One of my coworkers took her husband and their family to a barbecue place, and she said the place was packed, just like it would be on Mother's Day.
That's dope. Very
packed.
Dope. Packed. Packed. All
right.
That's nice. That is nice. All right, moving on.
Fine.
Moving on. We have to say goodbye to a hip-hop legend, Prodigy. Of Mobb Deep and a solo artist, you know, in his own right, passed away today, the day that we're recording this episode. So,
or was it yesterday?
I thought it was today.
For some reason, I heard this yesterday.
Was it yesterday? Okay. See, man, this is why. Rich, come back, man. Rich would have just rolled with it, because don't nobody know what day we recorded this, then. That's all right.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Don't nobody know.
Come back, Rich.
Come back, Rich. But yes, Prodigy passed away at the age of 42. So we lost a hip hop legend.
Yeah, he did. He's been battling with sickle cell anemia, which is a pretty rough disease to deal with. And the fact that he got to 42 is a big deal, because that's a pretty fatal disease. It has been in the past.
I break bread, ribs, $100 bills. Anyway, that's my tribute to Prodigy.
Well, then there's some, it's not conclusive yet, but then I heard on the radio on the way home from work today that he was in the hospital dealing with the sickle cell crisis, but then he ate an egg and possibly choked on this egg. And that is what caused the death. So we're still waiting for more details.
Right, people been saying for years, like, the hospital ain't no place to get well.
No.
Right.
No, not at all.
People die in hospitals.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but that's not the point. Like, you like to take tangents, don't you, Rich? Don't you go out if you ain't allowed to leave town.
I'm just trying to
no
give
more.
Folks details they might not have heard, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's not conclusive yet. It's and not it's conclusive. Not, you know, there's no final word on how he actually passed. But that's what I did hear on 95.9 R&B Austin, Texas.
You had to shout out the radio station?
I didn't mean to. I really did not mean to. That was an accident.
All right.
But it's a good radio station.
It's a good radio station. Yeah. All right. So, yes, rest in peace, Prodigy. You will be missed. All right, let's get into some controversial stuff. This is one I wanted because I have wanted this to be over for a long time, and mm-hmm. we're still a long way from it being over. But you know, it's like just when you may have forgotten about it, like here it comes mm-hmm. again, and there's some more movement. So you know, we're from the DC area, mm-hmm. And I have been a Redskins fan my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Redskins, HTTR. I'm all about. You know, I'm all about the Redskins.
Burgundy gold.
Burgundy and gold.
Veins.
You know, win, lose, or draw, I'm a fan. I may not, like, I'm not one of those rah-rah, I'm going to jump out, you know, and you ain't asked me about it, but I want you to know I'm a Redskin fan. But I'm a Redskin. I mean, Redskin. It's a hard life, so I don't publicize it that much, but I'm a Redskin fan. So the Supreme Court recently ruled, I guess, basically that your First Amendment rights are enough to allow you to hold a trademark, even if that trademark may be seen as derogatory or offensive.
Mm-hmm.
So the way most of the headlines I saw put it, you would have thought this was a ruling for the Redskins.
For the Redskins.
Like this was the Supreme Court was ruling on a case specifically involving the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the case had nothing to do with the Redskins. Turns out the case was actually for a band called The Slants. And I guess the issue was whether or not the band name was mm-hmm. offensive and if they should be able to hold a trademark to that band name. And so the Supreme Court has said, you know, First Amendment rights, Trump, all of that. And, mm-hmm. you know, they're allowed to, not upholding the trademark was unconstitutional because of freedom of speech.
So, but the band leader of
the band leader in this case is Asian.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the bit. So, yeah, while we look at this as something that the Redskins could use, you know, in their favor as, you know, precedent to say, hey, you know, we should be able to keep, we should be able to uphold our trademark as well.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the big glaring difference is that the leader of the group that just won this case is a member of the group that the name would be derogatory or offensive to war.
Right.
Where the Redskins don't necessarily hold that same.
No.
They don't have that same claim. But should that make any difference? I asked should that make any difference? Just because an Asian person wants to say slant, should it be okay? Versus, you know, like if it was all white, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're offended.
So you're saying what you said earlier, it's like, a white band or a white football team trying to call themselves the N-word.
Right. It's my show. We can say niggas.
Oh. I don't know. I don't say the word very often. I
say it way less now that I'm here for some reason.
Huh.
Right. I'm back home. That's like.
It's part of the speech.
It's every third word.
I think that was in your world. That wasn't in my world. I mean, with my family, yeah, because my family said they still say it like it's.
Yeah.
They just.
But I mean, I get like the band leader was saying like this was him reclaiming the word and taking the power from it.
And that's the kind of point that Ice Cube had made as well.
All right, what did Ice Cube say?
That we can say.
Oh, in terms when he was. He was rebutting he was, the Bill Maher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can say it because we're taking the power back from it. But y'all can't say it.
Nah, that's cool personally and socially, but at what point is that like something? So should that make any difference? Like, is there a difference in this case where it's an Asian person with a band called the Slants, than you know the Redskins, which I'm owned by Snyder, a white man,
mm-hmm.
calling his team the Redskins? Is there a difference?
I don't know. I mean, I just always felt like before this. Supreme Court case even happened, that Dan Snyder wasn't lying when he said that he's had conversations with tribal members and he's, you know, spoken and asked permission to use his name. I believed him when he said all that.
Yeah.
It's like, this name didn't come from anywhere. This is a 80-year-old name.
Well, I mean, you know, there are people that argue that a lot of those people he spoke with that said, yeah, we're cool, but you're using the name, are the same people that he donates a lot of money to. So it's like, almost
we're
like,
paying,
almost like you're paying to you. We're paying to take this thing out of the world. Like, it can't be mean because we're giving you all this money.
If they accept the money, then so what? That's their business. Right. That's their business.
I'm, you know, as much as I want to keep my team, I'm afraid of what keeping my team might mean. Like, what door it might open. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like the, you know, I think Rich and I talked about, like, the whole hall pass philosophy. I don't want a hall pass because if I accept the hall pass, now I have to be willing, you know what I mean?
Willing to what?
To deal with you taking it. And I ain't happening.
When did y'all discuss hall passes?
It wasn't exactly hall passes that we discussed, but we discussed, like, I think when we were talking about that lady who said the only way to keep a successful black man is for him to have side pieces.
Oh. Which was ridiculous, by the way.
Like, I don't want to be allowed to have side pieces. I don't want an open marriage because I would not be able to deal with
the opposite.
The opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, as much as I want this Redskin, as much as I want my team to remain my team, to be the Redskins, to be what they've always been,
mm-hmm,
all my life,
mm-hmm,
what am I opening up?
Right.
What, you know, because this ruling now says that, you know, just because it's derogatory or offensive doesn't mean you can't trademark it. So what next?
Right.
You know what I mean?
What's
coming?
Pandora's box.
And I mean, we see it all the time. Like, every, and all of these issues with, you know, with, from changing your sex on your birth certificate to all these other things. Once you say it's okay to do one thing, now you got to accept everything that comes behind it.
Because it's freedom of speech.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, like, I don't know. So, I almost would be willing to give up. Not almost. I really would be willing to give up the Redskins. Like, and it's not because I think the word is derogatory or I think the team is derogatory, mm-hmm, or anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I love the Redskins. I never looked at it that way. And because, mm-hmm, I'm not a member of that group, I probably never
will understand.
Never will fully understand.
Right.
Won't be able to put myself in their shoes, you know. But, yeah.
Good point, Flan. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm afraid of what I see coming.
Yeah.
All right, sticking with football and, mm-hmm, sports. Colin Kaepernick, still unemployed, but that don't stop him from talking.
He talks a lot. I'm getting tired of hearing what he
can do
say
right now.
I don't want to hear anything else what he got to say.
But how do you feel about him still being unemployed?
Let the boy play football. They let Mike Vick play football.
They protested, though. They protested,
but this dude did way less than what Mike Vick did. Mike Vick was drowning puppies. Who can drown a puppy?
Did Mike Vick drown the puppies, or did the puppies get drowned on Mike Vick property? He knew they was getting drowned. It didn't stop nobody from drowning. I never understood that about the case.
I don't know.
Was Mike Vick really in there, like, just dunking puppies underwater?
Oh, that's not even funny. Don't make me laugh about that. I don't know. I don't know what really happened. I do know that he was involved and he knew about things that were happening, at least.
Yeah.
So.
But he went to jail. He served his time.
Right. And Kaepernick, what he's doing does not deserve jail time.
No. But he can't get a
job.
Let
the boy play.
He can't get a job.
Someone took a chance on Vic and everything worked out fine.
Well, people are still taking chances on Manziel.
Ray Rice. Is he back?
No, Ray Rice isn't playing.
He not playing?
I don't think anybody took a chance on Ray.
Well, he did knock that girl out.
He knocked her out and then stepped over. He knocked her out and then Allen Iverson
stepped over and then dragged her lifeless body.
He did a straight Tyronn Lue. Yeah.
Well, that's what she get.
Uh-oh.
That's all I'm saying.
Hey, direct your hate mail.
To me. I'm sorry. Hamps. We can talk about it. I didn't say it.
We
can talk about it.
All I will say is that there are a lot of things. Ray Rice could call my mama all kinds of names. Man, Ray, you funny, though. You need to cut that out.
I just feel like that wasn't the first time she got knocked out.
Damn. Hey, for the record, I have never knocked Hamps out. This is sounding like my wife is sounding like she just,
I'm a professional.
She's too cool with
I know what's going on.
I know when a woman been knocked out before, and that looks like a woman that been that knocked out before.
Hey, that was not the first time she had been knocked out, and she married a man the next week. So she okay with getting knocked out.
So as long as you're cool with getting knocked out.
Hey, that's their business. It's not.
They just need a safe word.
They need a safe word.
A safe word. But you can't say, give a safe word once you knocked out. Like, it's too late. Like,
he should have warned her. Like, look, you in this elevator and you pissing me off.
Right.
Pineapples.
So that's it. So he got the safe word.
He got to have a safe
word. I'm getting to the point. I'm not enjoying this conversation no more. And you might take a nap in a few minutes. If you
pineapples.
Don't want pineapples.
Pineapples. You might want to stand down.
Might want
to stand down.
In an elevator too. Like, you can't even walk away.
In public. Like, they weren't even at home. Usually what probably was happening, they was at home getting knocked out. She was at home getting punched in the face.
And just sleeping it off.
And just sleeping it off. Right. But
hey, y'all, please. I'm sorry. It's not me. I didn't say it.
They was in public.
Rich, I swear for God, Rich, if you don't, you are not allowed to take no
I done gone off the rails.
All right, let's move away. I was trying to talk about Colin Kaepernick.
You were.
And,
you were.
And this Philando Castile thing. So one from the Philando Castile's
it's ridiculous.
Murderer goes free. Fine.
Goes free.
Not just guilty.
It's ridiculous. It really is. But, yeah. You know, are we really surprised? This isn't the first time.
That's the problem, is that we're not surprised.
Right.
Like,
because this man should be in jail for life for shooting a gun into a car with a baby in it.
Yeah.
And killing a man who said he was armed and explaining to the guy what's going on, but still you feel threatened. What kind of punk ass cop are you? Go on, quit the force. If you that scared.
He got fired.
No.
He got fired.
I'm glad he got fired, but if you that scared, then you need to pick a different profession. You need to go be an accountant somewhere. Sit your ass down behind a desk.
He might not be good with numbers.
Well, you need to go be a cashier. Find something else to do.
Those people use numbers as well.
Damn.
But anyway, Colin Kaepernick. Why I can't get Colin Kaepernick posted a picture. You know, so there's the whole thing that the police
back
historically. You won't let me finish the story. There's the whole thing that historically the police were like the slave patrol. That's how the police started. They were the people that went out and rounded up. Made sure the slaves weren't running away, rounded them up, brought them back to their owners. So Colin Kaepernick posted a picture of the two badges, the slaves patrol badge right next to a police badge, and said, and quote, and put the caption, "A system that perpetually condones the killing of people without consequence doesn't need to be revised. It needs to be dismantled."
Okay, well,
my only problem with that is, if you, I mean, like, what are we replacing it with?
Why don't he has like, all the
there has
ideas?
To be law and order.
Has something to say. Why don't he go run for office somewhere and try to make a difference in the
he
world?
He can't. They not gonna give that man a job throwing a football. You think they gonna give him a job making laws?
Hey, you never know.
He can't get a job throwing a football right now.
I'm just saying. I'm just.
And he's proven he has some skill at that.
He does have some skill at that. He had a really good rookie year, but I'm just sick and tired of hearing.
Fellas, get your girl a fantasy football team. It'll change your life. Just letting you know.
It did. It did. You got me sucked into this fantasy football world, and I can't get free. I can't get free. You're a little. You got me good. You sucked me in.
Jedi mind tricks. Paul, stop saying the whole suck me in thing. I don't like that. But anyway.
What? What else am I supposed to use?
In any ways.
How else am I supposed to say that?
All right, before we run out of time, man, and I'm scared to do it now. You done already talked about women getting knocked out. He is a knockout artist for you. Nah, I'm saying. See, that's a bad joke.
You started it. What you crazy say?
That's a bad joke. Bill Cosby.
Damn. Look.
Bill Cosby, it's a mistrial.
It's a mistrial, but he's been going around doing some things when he was younger. poor Camille. I feel bad for her.
Yeah, we're not talking about that, are we? We're not talking about the fact that regardless of whether he raped these women, like, he's been a serial cheater? What's the word? Adulterer?
Adulterer, definitely. And my question is, does that taint your vision of Heathcliff Huxtable?
It's, you know, all right, so
he was the model father.
And but that was a character on TV. I don't think the person playing the character on TV had to be that person, you know.
I think that the story was loosely based on his life, right? Or the show was, wasn't it?
But was it?
I don't know. But didn't he have like 5 kids?
I'm not a Bill Cosby historian. All I did was watch the show. And I laughed at it, and I thought it was funny.
He was doing his stand-up comedy.
I still think it's funny.
He was, you know, he had a very wholesome stand-up show. He didn't use profanity. The things that he stood up for when we were growing up and trying to get kids to put their pants up on their hips and not have their pants sagging, like, it all seemed very...
He could have gone about that.
Mr. Huxtable-like.
And I mean, he has some good points. It does...
With kids and education.
Does the allegations that came out about Martin Luther King taint, you know, like he, like, I think when you look at a person and they've done a certain amount, like, you have to take that positivity away and say, yeah, the person was flawed, but it doesn't change what they gave us.
Okay. So the allegations against Martin Luther King, I didn't hear about that at all until we watched the movie, yeah. Selma. And then it was a very small part of the movie. Mm. Like, his legacy and his image was not overshadowed by all the work he did. Well, no, I worded that wrong.
I mean, I think they purposefully, like, made it a blurb in the movie. It had been... like, you don't pay attention to stuff, then. You be living in a little...
I'm tired.
Yeah, you're tired.
No, I had never heard... about that. That's an extreme.
But like they said on the Carmichael show, like, all of the accusations against Michael Jackson, if Beat It come on the radio, you're not gonna jam any less.
No, I love that song.
And them allegations just kept coming, but we still cool.
But it wasn't 53 of them.
It wasn't 53, but how many?
It was like, what, 7 boys?
So, all right, so what's the number? We got a number of accusations?
It should be 0.
And his was children.
It should be 0 for all of it. His was children, which is way, like, you got to multiply that times 7. If it's one child, 7 times 7, that's 7 children. Or something like, you got to multiply it because it's children.
Too much math time.
You got to 7 times 7 times 7 that.
But anyway, in addition to all of this, neither one of these men has been found guilty of anything. Like, at what point do we have to say, you know, anybody can accuse anybody of anything? Now, you get 53 accusations.
At least 10 of them really happen.
It started looking bad.
You were at 53. Maybe he didn't rape all them women, but he probably did something to at least a quarter of them women.
Yeah. I ain't gonna call it. Mistrial, though. Mistrial.
Mistrial because the jury, because the jury couldn't come to a unanimous decision.
So I'm gonna tell this thing. This is not gonna be popular amongst my people, but I gotta do it. So I served jury duty one time, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, after it's over, right, you can talk about it, right?
I think so. I'm pretty sure you can.
Well, don't nobody listen to this show anyway. But we had a mistrial. And our trial was, you know, like, the police did like a sting, or tried to do like a sting operation and catch this dude selling drugs. And you know, we couldn't come to a unanimous verdict. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about, like, the police came in there with blown up pictures of the guy standing and like them holding, like them pulling the weed out of his pocket, mm-hmm. you know, and like you seeing like the weed half in his pocket, half out of his pocket. Mm-hmm. And like we in the deliberation room, like, they can't prove that was his weed. Like the prosecution never even made the assertion that the cops planted the drugs on him. But that was the discussion we were having in the deliberation room. Like, I think they're, I think we have such a issue with police and
mistrust
and a mistrust of the system and a mistrust of how they try to attack our leaders and how they try to attack our icons and our figures that it was going to be difficult to have.
But they're a diverse group of.
I don't even know what the jury looked like. I know there's no way he had an all white jury.
No,
they wasn't going to allow that to happen. And all it takes is one black person on there. Look at that. All he sees was Cliff Huxtable in the courtroom and be like, he ain't do it. I know he ain't do it because he ain't do it.
That's Mr. Huxtable.
That's Mr. Huxtable. He was too busy delivering babies. I ain't raping all these people.
But he had access to drugs.
And he had a whole bit about Spanish Fly, which is the creepy part.
Damn. Well.
But I'm just, it's.
Only person I know that what really happened is God.
God.
Mr. Huxtable and them women.
Why you calling him? You still calling him Mr. Huxtable?
See?
His name is not Huxtable. See? Is not a real person.
See? That's the problem. I see Bill Cosby. I see Heathcliff Huxtable.
Heathcliff Huxtable does not exist. He's not a real person. Let's hope he doesn't exist. Why would you name... If your name was Huxtable, why would you name this son Heathcliff? You just setting people up.
I don't know. That's just wrong.
I'm still mad at Rajon Rondo's parents. It's just wrong.
Rajon.
Please tell me it's not Rajon.
It might be Rajon. I don't know.
Rajon?
Rajon Rondo?
These are the conversations we have, people. I'm sorry. I think we're forgetting that we're doing a podcast and we just talk to each other. And this is how it turns out. This is bad. But we'll sit in the car for Rajon. Really?
Look it up.
Okay, cool.
We ain't looking it up.
All right, I don't know. Anything else crazy? Any more knockout people you want to talk about? Anything?
I'm saying she probably got knocked out tonight. We ain't seen her in public no more.
Oh, man.
But she okay with it.
I thought I said some offensive stuff on this show.
She okay with it? That's her man. She okay with getting knocked out.
I mean, everybody got their thing.
She married. I'm sorry. But if you knock me out a week before my wedding for the first time ever, I'm gone.
I mean, being knocked unconscious is a form of brain damage.
I'm going to go tell Oprah Winfrey and go get my hugs and cry on her show about how my husband, for the first time in our relationship, knocked me out. But what'd she do? She went and defended him. That wasn't the first time. How you going to marry somebody a week later after you got knocked out?
I ain't never been knocked out, so I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I can't answer that question.
It can't have been the first time.
Have you ever been knocked out? Then? You ever been knocked out?
No.
I never been a...
It just can't have been the first time. She had every opportunity to get women on her side, to get all the help. She could have wrote a book. She could have taken care of herself. She had every opportunity to get out of there, and she did not take it.
What's her? You know her name?
Nah, I forgot her name already. Right. But after it happened, who cared?
So when the Mrs.
She married him.
When the Mrs. Wright story comes on.
I don't want to hear it now.
You don't want to hear it. I know the story. You got knocked out.
So you okay with getting knocked out?
We all seen the movie. It was on TV.
You okay with getting knocked out? She could have gone to Iyanla. She could have gone to Oprah. She could have gone to Robin Roberts.
Oh, man.
She could have gone to all these black influential women and gotten some help and gotten out of there and made a name for herself for domestic violence and taking care of herself and her kids.
Hey, I'm creating an email address for you tonight. Hamps@whatistws.com. Hit her up.
She could have done so many other things. It was public. It was very public. But she married him the next week. Wasn't the first time. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So, what if they was in the elevator and she was like, I bet you can't knock me out. And he's like, I bet I can't. I bet you can't.
That's probably what happened.
How much you want to bet? A forever spin set? Bop.
If that that's what happened.
If it went down like that? Then can you forgive her for being knocked out? And
I forgive her. If she want to be knocked out, she want to be knocked out. That's her relationship with her man. But if she come back later on and say, "He knocked me out again," bitch, no. No, we already been here with you.
Hey.
Once.
Oh, Jesus. This is so foul.
We ain't been here with you once. Now, do you want help this time or do you not want help this time?
All right. So if you get knocked out in private and then when it happens in public, you seek out help, you okay with that? But if I see you get knocked out and then you continue to... Because, I mean, isn't that like a... That's a known thing where women stay with the abusive.
Right, right, dude. Right. Because they're scared to, you know, for whatever situation.
But you're saying in her case, because it happened publicly, she had all the help anybody could ever possibly ask for.
She got knocked out by a football player in public?
Why does that sound like a song? I hope you get knocked out.
Because Marsha Ambrosius wrote that song.
Hey,
hope she cheats on you with a basketball player.
That would be the perfect comeback to that song. I hope you get knocked out by a football player in the elevator on Proud Tile TV. Alright, we need to stop. We need to go.
Oh my God.
We say anything any worse than what we've already said.
This is all your fault.
It's not my fault. It is your fault.
You the one put up Colin Kaepernick.
How did that get the Ray Ryan?
I don't know.
How you gonna blame me for bringing up Colin Kaepernick for you talking about the woman getting knocked out?
I don't know.
All right.
My bad.
Your bad. Definitely your bad.
I'm just saying, if she wants some help later on, I'm sure women will stand behind her as long as she don't go back.
As long as she don't go back.
For another ass whooping. Come on.
But is that really an ass whooping? If it's a one hit quitter, you just get knocked out. Bop.
Well, I don't know.
It's like having twins. Like you get the two kids out the way at one time. You get the whole ass whooping done in one hit.
What? What? It's time for bed. It's time for bed.
It is. We've been up with a kid.
Too long. Mm-mm.
All right.
Mm-mm.
All right. So thank you all for sitting through that. As usual, there's a lot of darkness out there. Instead of looking at the darkness, pointing the finger at the darkness, and bringing attention to the darkness, be the light, people.
Be the light.
And with that said, holla at y'all next time. Peace.
Night.